traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Fuck it! We'll do it live!
My American.
I've been tracking Sasquatches for 25 years.
My American.
I can't do it. We'll do it live.
My American.
I'll write it and we'll do it live!
My American.
Do you believe in UFOs?
Yes, sir. Extraterrestrial.
You're listening to Pardon My American.
What is going on, everyone?
What it is,
Chris Gray.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, man. What's up, dudes? It is
what's going on, bro?
Wednesday. It's hump week.
Yeah.
And
we're getting the hump out of ourselves, aren't we?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I got to be honest with you guys. I'm not as chipper today.
This is a somber show.
Well,
it's gonna be weird.
I'm gonna be somber the whole time. I'm just gonna tell you that. For now.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of we got hit with a little of a sledgehammer last night, if you will.
And it was a wrecking ball.
Yeah. So, like, not that, you know, we didn't know that these things were possible, but we started working, obviously, with Drinking Bros. We got on this thing called Red Circle. You guys know a couple episodes ago, we were talking about getting back on Spotify. And we were saying, hey, we're back up. Red Circle got us back up. And then almost within, like, 15 minutes, not literally 15.
Well, it was within the day.
Within the day, we were told that Spotify wants us removed from the platform,
yeah.
Which is, you know, we thought that was a possibility, but
to be expected.
To be expected,
but it's like why?
Yeah, it's a why. You know? So we decided that we have a manager, if you will, that kind of runs our thing for us.
Which is going to be interesting.
It's going to be interesting. But so long story short, we said, let's go ahead and talk to them since you have this in now. Even Ross from Drinking Bros was like, hey, like, go ahead and go forward with this. Let's talk and figure out what's up, like what we can do.
Let's talk with Spotify.
Spotify.
Yes.
And so, yeah. I mean, basically the head of like the podcast division for Spotify sent over an article
from Insider Paper,
which you guys, we've referenced Insider Paper a lot. It's a pretty big organization. And they just said, have you seen this before? And we had not. This is from October 19, 2020. And if you followed the show for a long period of time, you know that in October of 2020, we got banned.
The boot, dude.
We got banned from Spotify.
From everything.
Everything. We actually had to, I mean, we had Anchor, which
that's
we were
when
on.
Anchor kind of pulled the plug on everything, yeah.
Yeah, and so they wiped us out. And as you guys know, we have been dealing with that ever since. And we've had a lot of shows on that of like what's going on, like, you know, being like blacklisted, basically feeling like we were shadow banned. Then we'd question ourselves and be like, man, do we just suck or like what's the deal? Well, this was sent over to us. And, I about fell out of my chair because I had no idea. I don't remember anybody ever sending this to us. I don't remember ever seeing this.
No,
we've never seen this.
But it's an article saying Spotify removed 4 QAnon-related podcasts after an investigation found the conspiracy theory had a presence on the audio platform. This is from 2020. goes on to say that after a Media Matters for America report found QAnon thriving on the platform, including Spotify, the music and podcasting app told Insider it took down QAnon posts. Now, you can go through this whole thing, and they talk about what that stuff is and the far-right conspiracy theories and the whole nine, and they talk about that it's a, you know, domestic terrorist organization that they believe what
promoting yada, violence.
Promoting,
right?
Yeah, it said that Spotify spokesperson told Insider that the company, quote, prohibits content on the platform that promotes, advocates, or incites violence against others.
Which we've never done.
But here's the
thing. Like, I don't remember the other.
Yeah, we don't, like, we're not those kind of people, man. We don't want to incite violence. So, but this was the line in the paragraph in the article. It said, on Monday afternoon, 2020, right, guys, the four QAnon podcast Media Matters for America identified on Spotify was X22 Report, Indigenous Mike, Praying Medic, and Pardon My American. We're still available on the platform, but Spotify removed the podcast soon after Insider reached out for comment. So it explains a lot. And it's also shocking, and it's probably our bad, I guess, for not searching ourselves all that often. Maybe, I have no idea. But it's kind of weird that, like, that was just, we didn't even know that that was a thing. Like, yeah. No one's ever reached out to us. When we got removed from Spotify, we reached out to them multiple times asking, like, what the issue was, like, how can we resolve this? Like, there's was multiple reach outs with
well,
no,
yeah, and
no
it's
response.
Like, why were we never sent this article? Why did it take somebody else to just be like, oh, here's the article, this is why you've been removed? Like, this could have been something that we found out
a long time
in
ago.
2020 and then just fucking taking care of it then. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we could have had a bunch of different avenues. So the problem is, and I see Danielson here, being banned should be a badge of honor. It kind of, sure. I mean, like, I feel like, I don't know, man. I don't know. We all have a lot to say. Let's put it that way. I think about the situation. And I know, Greg, you went to a fun show last night. We're going to get into that later for sure. But last night was just really shitty for me. Like, really, really shitty. I'm just speaking for myself. But having a discussion with some of the guys outside of the show even about, like, what do we do? Like, what is the like, how do we move forward with this now that we actually know?
And yeah, I mean, being banned should be a badge of honor or whatever, but not when you're trying to do it for a living. You don't get any growth. You don't get any prosperity. Yeah. You get nothing from that.
Yeah.
Well, it's one of those things where if you're labeled a domestic terrorist, like you said before the show here.
Well, I don't know that they labeled us that, to be fair.
Well, like, I mean, it's kind of, that's what they want to do, right?
Yeah.
That's the whole reason. I mean, the whole QAnon thing is a scapegoat for people questioning their government, for people questioning medical tyranny, for people questioning election fraud. I mean, the whole QAnon bucket is a mask. It's a scapegoat for them to say, oh, yeah, they're domestic terrorists because they don't want their kids to get shots and go to school. They don't want people to question the election, right? They don't want people to question COVID, just in general. And so you bucket all those things into one little name called QAnon, and you go, QAnon is the bad guy. That's who we got to get rid of because they pose a threat to our current establishment.
Well, I mean,
and that's what this whole thing's about.
Yeah, but you know, I don't know, man. I have a lot of thoughts on it, and it, like, obviously. When we were talking last night, trying to figure out, like, what going forward and stuff, and it's like, regardless of, it's where you look at the show. I mean, and we've actually, over the past couple of months, we, like, did some polls and stuff. Like, what do you guys think of the show? Like, as far as what do you consider it? You know what I'm saying? Like, what we, initially set out to do, like, what it became. And I have always, like, first and foremost, I never have followed X22. I've never followed any of those guys. Like, that was never my thing. It's not my cup of tea. Never has been.
I don't even know who that one third guy is.
I don't know who the other one is. But regardless, like, that's never been my thing. You know, like, and that's pretty obvious, right? That's what makes a show the show, is that three different takes, three different points of views.
Yeah.
And so, like,
that was kind of our show, is like talking about this, talking about what's going to happen, you know what I mean, at the election. And that's pretty much all we did. We never said, like, this stuff's real. This is going to happen. Everybody, take this, you know what I mean, as the Bible.
No,
we were always questioning the whole thing.
No, yeah. it was a hot topic. And so, we brought up those topics, and we were having discussions about those. And that's the same thing I was talking to, Ross and stuff with from Drinker Bros. I'm like, you know, we had those discussions where this was a topic that was being circulated. We would look into that, hey, is it real? Is it not real? How likely is this? What are the possibilities? Certainly not trying to force anything down anybody's throat by any means. And as you guys know, I've been highly skeptical of a ton of shit. I felt like the dynamics were always hey, man, don't, you know, do your own research and figure this stuff out. This is just what people are saying. And that's what bothers me the most, I think, is that we were lumped into people that I feel like are much more of a pusher of the situation than we were. But maybe some people feel like we were. I have no idea. With that said, I mean, we also were removed from YouTube at that time. And, you know, they banned us, right? They fully took us down.
Yeah.
They ended up reaching out to us not long. I mean, maybe a couple months later, if even that. And just said, hey, after an investigation and looking into the account, we realized that you guys did not break any rules. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was about a year later.
And we were reinstated, which gives me some hope that, I don't think Spotify did that. I don't think that they looked at us and they reevaluated the situation or looked at us as an entirety, because I've never looked at us as a QAnon group. I actually, that's exactly what I never wanted to be.
Yeah.
Personally, but the idea of us just being able to have a discussion about it, you know, I don't know. I don't understand why.
Well,
that's
where I don't know if there's an avenue for us to actually push back against it and be like, hey, can you guys personally investigate this and change your mind on this? Cause that's not what we are. And we feel like we were kind of mislabeled.
No, if they're holding on to this from 3 years ago, they've made up their mind.
Yeah.
Okay. But what standing do they have?
They own the fucking company. That's
yeah. They don't have to have a standing. They can just say,
okay.
They don't. I mean, what do you mean? They don't have to. They can do whatever they want.
I know, but I'm just where's the evidence that we are a QAnon related podcast? Just, I mean, I guess they could just make stuff up. But
well, you could say you were talking about QAnon.
Yeah.
Mm.
You know,
okay.
It just, to me, it's 3 years, man. You know, we've done, we've done shit 400 episodes, dude.
Yeah.
Since then, maybe less or more. I don't know the exact number. We've done a lot of episodes, dude. And, yeah, I mean, it just there is no, second chances, unfortunately, with that kind of stuff. And then, so ultimately it comes down to what do you do going forward? We've, I know people have commented over the course of the past couple of months about us being down or something, or having discussions about feeling we're kind of treading water on shit, or and that's real. We have those discussions. We want to see our numbers grow. Any podcast that is doing this for years, the whole goal is to reach more audience, and the whole goal is to build something.
Yeah.
The getting banned. Yeah, it might be a cool thing, but it sucks for business.
Yeah.
The fact that the Pardon My American name is now associated with this.
Or at least has been this whole time.
And, this is one article, whatever. Yeah, it's The Insider. But, it's still out there. We would still have to have some way of clearing our name. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there doesn't seem to be a way.
Yeah.
So, and just having some discussions with people, it's what and we're figuring that out right now. We're trying to figure out here's the deal. We love doing this because we enjoy being around each other. I enjoy being around Chris every day, and when we were in studio with Greg, you guys are obviously my best friends, man. So having this opportunity to have a podcast where you get to shoot the shit with your friends is fucking fantastic. And it's something that we all like, right? We enjoy talking about politics. We enjoy talking about dumb articles and crazy shit that's going on as far as You know, semen in space, bro. You know, like just random bullshit. Like we just enjoy like having discussions. But, you know, like at the end of the day, like reality is reality. Like we like quit our jobs to take this opportunity and then kind of found out, you know, even no matter what we did, as far as like putting out more content or creating more things, like it wasn't advancing anything.
Yeah.
And then you get the self-doubt, right? Then you get the whole like, well, shit, like because we never had an answer, it's like, are we just not very good at this? Like, or is it like the content's not good enough? I mean, we already know like the fan base is rad, and that's the positive to everything is we have some like amazing followers, bro. Like all of them are awesome.
Yeah, dude, but like, let's be honest. We had discussions about the part in my American name being tainted a while ago.
We did.
Like before you guys moved, we had this like long discussion of like, yes, this shadow ban thing is for real. Like that we even switched YouTube channels.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that YouTube channel didn't grow. And so we were like, okay, well, what's going on? And then we got our new or our old YouTube channel back and we're like, let's try going back to the old one. Like we tried so many different variations and none of it was growing. You know what I mean? So it was stagnant well before you guys made the move, like for about a year and a half.
I know. You know what I mean? Sure. But like we know that, like, we know that like it was like there was issues, but in our defense, like we looked at it like, well, shit, like let's try to put out more good content. Let's do more shows, you know, a daily show and see if we can't like break out of the funky algorithm that was happening. You know what I'm saying? And I know a lot of shows are dealing with that kind of stuff. But you know, at the same time, it's like, you know, I mean, ultimately what it comes down to is like, we can just keep going with the name and we can keep doing the show and it's just, it will never go anywhere.
Yeah.
It's not like, it's not going to grow. Like our Instagram has been stifled for years, which is, I'm sure, related to a lot of this. Cause as I'm aware, like they share information with other accounts and shit. We've seen that where Twitter does something, Facebook follows, and so does Instagram and so does blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much has been shared. You'll never know. We'll never know that. But at the end of the day, like, we've been stuck on Instagram where we, like, lose 1,000, gain 1,000, lose 1,000, gain. Like, it's just literally, like, and it trickles down to even to where we're just slowly depleting.
Yeah, it's we're
dude, the algorithm is completely, it's inorganic at this point. Oh. It's driven by a machine that is funneling us into some nether region of the world. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's frustrating. I mean, like last night when we got sent over the article and Gray or Chris wasn't on that particular chain, but you were seeing, we got an email and stuff too, but I just was like, holy shit. Like, what the fuck, man? Like, that was my first thought. I was like, what the fuck? Like, this has to be a joke. 3 years old, never knew that that was the thing. But
yeah.
Yeah, dude, I just was in a hard funk last night, dude, because I was pondering like all this stuff. I'm like, holy fuck, man, we've just been like, we've been here every day, literally, just like trying to like make as much content as possible and make it as fun as possible, like have good discussions. We've, over the years, we've looked at all the stuff that we've, okay, maybe we shouldn't have done that, maybe we should have done this, like you kind of ponder the shit. It just is really, really unfortunate that like there is no looking at the bigger picture of a show, you know, not just a certain period of time of content, but the big picture. That's what it is. I mean, that's, they don't care. Like, that's what I was saying about the Spotify to you, Greg. Like, they don't fucking care. They don't want it. They're not going to have it. And there's really no way to do it. So I just was like, didn't want to talk to my wife, didn't want to like watch any movies or anything. I just was like in a funk for like hours last night. And this morning, I just was like, I came in here and I'm like, fucking dumb, dude. Because I just don't know what to expect now. Like, I don't know what to expect. I don't know, you know, I don't know if the Drinking Bros are going to want to work with us still. Like, if they look at it as like a bad thing. I don't know if, like, I have no idea what to expect. No clue.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, we have the experience with Drinking Bros over the last year and a half, right? Sure. I mean, we've been marketing products for them.
Sure.
And we've been a part of their kind of internal broadcasting system for a while now. So we have that kind of in so they can see what we're capable of doing with our current audience.
Sure.
Guaranteed that. So I think if it's going down the road where eventually, I mean, we've talked about this many, many moons ago and then yesterday, but to the point where we actually have to change the name of this show and just start over.
Yeah.
We would have to rely on our current reach and have you guys serve as like our street team to promote the new show.
Yeah.
Because that's our only way out of this, right? And because we have to like, the bridge has been burned so bad that there's no crossing.
Yeah.
Like we are stuck on the Pardon My American bridge right now that has been singed and there's no directions for us. So we need to start building a new bridge. And when that comes, I mean, it's, we need to rely heavily on the Patreon family, the steadfast people who are there every show, the quiet listeners, the wallflowers.
Yeah.
Everybody just get out there and serve as our street team when that time comes.
Yeah, and it probably will. I mean, it will.
It probably will.
I mean, like, honestly, like, and that's the part, like, that's like, you know, just like a little insight too, like over, you know, the past couple of months, especially like when Greg, you were here in the studio, like, I know like some of our listeners have been like, I don't know if they're splitting up. I don't know. And that kind of, I see them. I see the comments and like, you know, so-and-so should do this. That was never the fucking thing, guys. Like, it was never, like, the stress has never been about who disagrees with one another. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, we enjoy working with each other. I enjoy, even when Greg's not here, like, he brings a huge part of the show. I feel like I bring an element to the show. Chris brings an element to the show. And that's not ever been the issue. The issue has always been the frustration behind
the growth,
putting effort into something and trying new things and trying to be creative. And feeling like, I mean, and I'm not talking about our listeners that are on here consistently, like you guys. I don't know how you did it as far as keeping us in your feeds and shit.
Yeah.
But to this day, we still get comments that like, oh, fuck, I didn't even know you guys were a thing still. Fuck, it's been years. Like, that's a normal
thing.
We
just had one on yesterday's. Yeah, we went live on Rumble for the first time in like over 2 years. And people were like, oh. Welcome back.
Yeah.
Glad to see you around again.
AJ says, do you guys know what other podcasts have done to get around it that have experienced the same, just to get ideas? No, we don't. No. And we're like Ross was saying last night, they've been in this for over a decade and he's never seen this before. So he doesn't know how to approach it.
Yeah. I mean, just as far as like their company and stuff, like they don't, you know. It's a weird one.
Well, and I mean, if you're like Steven Crowder, that's one thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you got a massive audience that will follow you anywhere, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you have like random podcasts that get banned for certain things, right? So it's like we got that little taste of massive growth all of a sudden. So we know what we're capable of doing. We know what the algorithm is capable of doing. We know what that growth looks like and what we should be expecting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it is nowhere near that.
No.
Now.
No.
So like we understand how the system works and we understand how the interactions, the reach, all that shit works. So it's like the fact that we haven't been seeing this and it's been almost 2 years now. Well, I mean,
three,
two and a half.
Two and a half. Yeah. Closer to three.
So it's like, yeah, I mean, right after the ban, it wasn't that bad, but I mean, it's slowly gotten worse and worse, right?
Well, I mean, obviously, like a lot of these people have gone to, you know, secondary platforms or done like paywalls or other such things, because obviously, like having your own server and shit is expensive and doing that way. And some people, you know, came afterwards and they may have loosened up their grip a little bit, right? Like there's people that are out there that are doing stuff now that we watch and we're like, I don't know how that fucking qualifies and we didn't. But the truth is like in 2020 in the height of
they weren't there.
Yeah, in the height of like 2020 when like you had the election cycle and you had the COVID was hitting big, like, and we were having these discussions, like not saying we were before other people, but it is what it is. Like we got that hard ban and that has stayed with us. And had we, I mean, I feel like we've always questioned it. And I know, Greg, to your point, like we've had discussions about, you know, like we knew that something was wrong. Like you knew something was up, but we never had a for sure answer. So there was always like that hope that like we could break out of it, you know, or maybe things will change, the company will change and it'll loosen up. And it just hasn't. Mm-hmm. And now that we see
And I mean, you look at the other people that were banned, like X22, he's still huge. You got Indigenous Mike, I have no idea who that is. Praying Medic, he's still around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But sure. It's like the only big one left is X-22.
Yeah.
And so it's like the reason why he's still around is because Eddie Bravo talks about him on Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Like, let's be honest.
Well, Go ahead.
Who's what?
Go ahead, dude.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, if you get mentioned on Joe Rogan,
yeah,
it's a huge thing, dude. That's a huge billboard for you.
Sure. I mean, I don't know that that's the only.
And that was
he's
numerous
around.
Times.
Well, he's been a decent sized podcast for a long time.
Yeah.
Even years before 2020.
Yeah.
And he
yeah,
had always
as soon as Bravo mentioned him though, like his numbers blew up.
Well, yeah,
I watched it.
Everyone's
same thing with Dave Smith, dude. If you watch. Yeah, if you listen to Dave Smith, he'll admit it. Everybody that goes on Joe Rogan admits that, hey, yeah, this is
sure.
My number's like tripled, quadrupled.
Sure. Yeah, dude. I get it. But like at the same time, like, you know, like we wanted to like, well, first of all, like the reason that this sucks for me is because like this is not like what I want. Like as far as like I hate this like dumb shit. Like I want to come in here. And always have, and I know you guys are in the same boat. Like, you want to come in here and you want to have fun conversations. You know, maybe they're enlightening to some people. Maybe they're fucking dumb as shit.
Yeah.
But I just want to enjoy having fun with people that I really enjoy being around and not deal with, like, I just hate the idea that, like, we've gotten to a position in this country where if you're just speaking and having fun, like, that can be a threat to somebody. Like, that's crazy to me. And, like, I don't like the idea of, like, you know, I'm not wearing it today, but like Chris just bought the shirt, man. I love the shirt, dude. Like, you know, we have fans that have like our merchandise. I wear this hat every day. It's like our logo. Like, I love our shirts. I wear our shirts all the time. You build this thing up and it's like your little baby. You know what I'm saying? It's like, this is my little thing, dude. Like, maybe this works, maybe it doesn't, you know, but it's my thing. And so the idea that like for no reason other than a group of people decided that they were threatened by it. Just sucks. I mean, that really fucking sucks, man.
Yeah.
When in reality, it's like, why can't we just come in here and speak and have fun? And, you know, I'm sure there's going to be topics that are touchy. And every podcast has those, man. Like, every show, if you're in at all in this realm.
Oh, yeah. And it
have your shows.
It shows you kind of the Alex Jones model, right?
Yeah.
You know, somebody sent over the clip where it's like, hey, everybody's like Alex Jones now. Like,
yeah.
You'll soon find out that you're going to get your ass banned in some way or the other.
Yeah.
It's that, dude. It's like the freedom of speech is gone. It shows you exactly. And there's a reason why they banned us all. I mean, we were talking about truth. We were talking about things that were happening behind the scenes that people need to question. They need to question their government. They need to question tyranny in all fashions, whether it's from the medical community, whether it's from your local government. I mean, we talked about things that they didn't want you to reveal because it went against their plan of blah, blah, blah. But now you look at it and it's mainstream topics.
Well, see, but the problem is I feel like even you are cherry picking that quite a bit. Like, you can go back and you could find some really dumb, admittedly stupid shit that we talked about. You can. Like, I mean, if you're talking
about cherry pick that too, though.
Sure.
I mean, in the bolus of our conversations, it wasn't about dumb cherry pick things. You know
I agree.
What I mean?
I mean, if you're talking, there's certain topics that are absolutely that like you could, in hindsight, you could look back and be like, yeah, there's a lot of people that were right. And there's tons of those topics. There's also topics and the stuff that I particularly didn't subscribe to was, you know, some of the other posts and shit that were done about who's evil, who's not evil, and some of the other shit. Now, I'm not saying that's not like there's not no truth to that at all. I don't fucking know, but I'm just saying like there are topics that were like real like fringe, dude. I mean, there was some fringe ass shit that was going on. But in that same token, I never felt like we were ever saying that any of that was like real. We were saying like, this is what people are saying. This is at least me like, hey, I, you know, and you guys know, like I get criticized all the time for it. Like, man, like, you're just, you know, whatever. Like, it's fine. But I just look at that stuff. I'm like, nah, I just don't buy that. I'm not buying into that shit. Like, we have no proof of that. There's nothing to say that that's true. I don't know what it was at the time that did it, but they did.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I can tell you right now, going into October 2020, that's when the Hunter Biden story was blown up. We were talking about that a lot. there were so many people that got banned, not just the X-22, whatever you can say, QAnon, but like Edge of Wonder. They were a massive show. They didn't talk about, I mean, they barely talked about that Q stuff,
mm-hmm.
right? They talked about the same shit that we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
They got banned. I mean, there's tons of people that got banned that were labeled QAnon.
Oh, for sure.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, it's just a scapegoat to get rid of the dissenting opinion. Like, anybody that's pushing back against the popular narrative. Because, I mean, look what we went into, dude.
Mm-hmm.
The whole COVID thing led into mandates. They can't have anybody questioning the government because they knew, the government knew, eventually we're going to have to mandate people put something in their body.
Yeah.
We can't have people questioning that.
Yeah, I think, but that was like, you know, the difference was, is I feel like that was a reality that a lot of people understood. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like as that progressed over the years, like of just going like, we're still doing this. We're fucking still doing this. And months later, we're still fucking doing this shit. We're still fucking.
Yeah.
I think that was a collective horde of people that were saying like, what is going on? This is fucking crazy, bro. You know, and significant people, not just fringy podcasts and shit or like lower level podcasts, but like big fucking figures, political figures, all kinds of figures talking about, you know, how messed up this whole thing was. And like, but the problem is like, there are, you know, I don't know, man, it comes down to just being like mindful. Like, it's stupid. It's fucking absolutely stupid that you can't just have a conversation. And I see people talking about, like, that's just the, you know, society we live in now, unfortunately. It's bullshit. But it's crappy that you can't just have a conversation. And like, it just be that. It's just a conversation. It's just like, wow, like, these are what these people are saying. And clearly they're not watching the shows. Because if they watch the shows, they would see real debate on those conversations as well. Like, we were not, as a collective threesome here, all just being like, yes, you're right, you're right, yes, 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 like, this is what it is. Yeah. Like, that was never it. It was never fucking it. So, like, it's, well, just,
dude, that's the whole importance of building these parallel economies and these parallel apps like Rumble. I mean, that's why we're on Rumble Live right now. Yeah. I mean, YouTube has been shunning major platform people. I mean, Dan Bongino got his channel banned on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's Dan Bongino.
Yeah.
Okay, he's on Fox News and shit.
Ex-Secret
Service. So, I mean, Steven Crowder, he's rough around the edges. You can say he's abrasive. He makes some comments here and there. But how many followers did that guy have? 5 fucking million people on YouTube?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to ban his ass because he says the truth? Hello? That should tell you something. They don't give a shit. They don't give a shit about how much money you make. They don't give a shit about how much reach you have. They care about power.
Yeah.
And if you threaten their power, they're going to ban your ass no matter what.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the truth. Like that whole thing, it's like, I understand that like to some people that's not truth and to others that is truth. And to me, it's not about like speaking truth, bro. Like I don't think that everything Crowder says is true. Like, or, you know, it could be wrong. I don't think that Crowder's
right.
No,
I'm just saying, like, he wants to have fun with it, too.
I know.
And, like, his jokes can be offensive to people.
Yeah,
and that's why
But, like, he's saying, like, you know, we're speaking truth. Like, we're speaking about things. That's what it is. Like, it's. I'm not saying that it's truth. We never said it was truth. That's what we're, like, we got to quit, like, this is, like, the truth movement. Like, it's the open dialogue movement. It's the idea of, like, talking about shit that, like, maybe on a little outside of the spectrum and just having a discussion and
so
understanding that it's
for
not
clarity. Yeah. That's what I mean.
Okay.
I'm not trying to like say truth or movement.
Yes.
I'm not like,
okay.
No,
well, that's what I'm saying. Like being clear, we need
an
to be
open
clear
discussion.
That. Yes. And having like a thing that like, hey, this is something that people are talking about and take it for what it is. We always say that. Take it. Hey, don't listen to us. Take it for what it is, man. This is just what some people are saying. We always have done that. And so, we obviously have our opinions about those things, and that's totally fine. It should be totally fine, but the reality is it's not. And like those guys, like Crowder and everybody else that deal with the same shit, like it's really, it's just really unfortunate. And I don't know. We've been called things from people in the chats before and shit. You know, we've obviously over the years have people saying that we're, you know, racist, bigots, fucking, you know, every name in the book, bro. And that kind of shit, like being on this kind of a thing, you just take that and throw it away. It's not even, it is what it is. I know who I am. I know what kind of father I am, husband I am, and friend I am. And so I don't care about that shit. But, like, you know, obviously when you see your name in a paper and it's referencing these things, like, that hits in a weird spot. Like, I just, you know, I was like, God, man, like, really? You know, like,
well, it hits in a weird spot because we don't have the leverage to push back, right? Like, we don't have lawyers. We don't have people. We don't have contacts. We don't know, like, the who you know. You know what I mean? I just saw a comment in the chat about that. But it's like, that does matter. Who you know matters. Because then you have an in and you can, like, explain yourself more. You can kind of soften the blow and then maybe work a deal out. But in this point of case, we have zero leverage.
Yeah. Right? We don't. Yeah, we don't.
We're just three random dudes.
And I'll say this, like, the, you know, one thing, like, I mean, I somebody had mentioned, like, you guys look at the silver lining, like, try to find the silver lining, right? And I feel like that's, when we have, like, our discussions outside of the show, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like for me personally, I know I'm not saying you guys don't do or don't. I'm just saying for me personally, like, I'm always trying to find, like, a positive in the negative situation, right? Like, try to figure out, like, what's the good thing that could come out of a situation. And so for me, this name right here is important to me. And I think it's important to you guys. And I think it's important to a lot of our listeners, man. Like, regardless of the fact that we're not having a million viewers, okay, like, it means something. Like, it's an important thing in my life, man. It's like my bands. I have those names tattooed on me because regardless of the fact that it's not a band anymore, like, it's a huge part of my life.
Yeah.
And so the idea of ever losing the name is just sickening to me. Sick to me. But at the same time, like, damn, it felt good when we were rolling and we weren't restricted. And, like, when we saw people commenting and we were getting 1,000 followers in a day, bro, or we were getting this and this and we were just building it and we were like, whoa, like, this is so fucking cool, man. It was such a cool high.
Yeah.
To know that, like, people enjoyed what we were doing. And, like, I miss that. Like, it's been 3 years since we've had those, like, big swings of, like, man, it feels good just to, even if it's not huge, it just feels so nice to have, like, new comments and see new people come in. Like, that's why we get so excited when we do, like, our Patreon show, right? And we have, like, the Zoom parties or the call-in shows. Every time we get a new call, it's just, like, it's so nice to see somebody new. Not that we...
Well, dude, just... I mean, because you guys are obviously starting your Pardon My Reaction show.
Yeah, that's been a huge thing.
And a part of me is like, dang, dude, I wish we had that for our main show, because it's exciting to see you guys kind of interact with the comments. You guys are looking at the growth. You're like, oh, dude, this video got this many. These people are commenting. They're like this. They want this.
We're
taking requests here.
And
it's like, yeah, why can't we have that with our own show? It's like we've lost that. And it's not like your guys' fault that, you know, like, the interest isn't there. It's just we already know what the expectation is. We're not reaching people.
And we can't have that because we know exactly why now.
Yeah, that's what I told.
For sure.
Yeah, I told Chris before the show. Like, that's been, like, this thing that's, like, because, like, when we started the reaction channel, we like music and shit, you know, and we figured it's just fun. It's just a fun thing for us to do, you know, like, and just have a good time doing it. Like, we can't get really paid for it. So it's not like it's this big, like, money push thing or anything, but yes, you're right, Greg. Like, and I said that specifically to Chris before the show. It's so frustrating that, like, the idea behind, like, just looking and knowing that every time we go to the reaction channel, there's new followers, tons of comments, tons of people engaging. And you, every time you look, like, yes, we got a couple more, dude. We got 50 more. We're doing 1,000 a month, 1,000 a month, you know, which is not huge, but it's fucking good growth, man. It's good growth. And, like, you don't even bother looking at our account because you're just like, you know, it's going to be almost exactly the same.
Yeah.
And besides the comments that we get from you guys and stuff, which we try to, you know, in the DMs and all the other things, like, we try to interact with those. But yeah, man, it's just like, it's been that, like, that kind of a thing for years. And, like, I would love the idea of being able to start and not have these walls up around us and be able to, like, see real growth.
Yeah. So I see people in the chat saying, like, you know, bad press is good. Like, we probably got some listeners by our name being in the article, but I don't think so. And the reason why I don't think so is because our RSS feed was blocked. It was gone. We had to start over. It took us a couple of days to get that rolling on a new platform. I mean, I was cycling through. I was at work, bro.
Yeah.
Cycling through companies, like, reaching them out and be like, hey, we just got banned off Anchor. Can we is your place a new home for us? It took, you know, a day or so for them to get back. Be like, sorry, can't do ya. Okay, moving on to the next one. Yeah. Eventually, I landed on fucking Podbean, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you have this week of just, okay, where are we going to go? Who will accept our content? You find that we're banned on YouTube. Essentially, everything that we knew how to get a hold of people was taken away.
Yeah.
And if you did a search for us, still to this day, you have to type it in exactly precisely or you're not going to find us.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, those suggested search things? Yeah. If you type in pardon my and then you put an A, it won't even show up. Like, you would expect pardon my American. Even if you go A-M-E, still doesn't show up. You got to type the whole fucking thing in.
Yeah. And even when you do, you know? Like, even if you're on YouTube and you type in pardon my American, it'll pop up and it'll show our page on the top, which it usually does, right? Yeah. Like, this is the page. And it'll show you some suggested in that particular
line. Like, two of the latest ones and then nothing.
But it's in a line. Like, it's our name, and then it shows a couple of those videos. And then if you scroll down, there's nothing. There's nothing
But, I mean, we've had so many comments in Instagram where they go, wow, you guys are fucking shadow banned big time. I had to type in pardon my American podcast, the whole thing, to find your page.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of shit that we're dealing with, where it's like, okay, you'd expect it to be good press, but not if they can't find you.
No. Yeah, they can't.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. And I've said it before where there is no such thing as bad press. But when it comes to social media and this kind of shit where you're relying on the companies that are giving you the bad press to make whatever you're trying to do successful,
Then
that's when it is bad.
Yeah. And there's a part of me that's like, you know, like, because we've been doing it for a lot of years, like, we obviously, like, have good chemistry. Like, We've been doing it. We know what to do. We have the equipment now. We also learn from our mistakes as far, not just about topics, but just shit. I mean, when we first got that bump back in the day, We didn't know how to handle that.
No.
Like, we had no clue how to handle that. And so, like, those kind of things, like, you learn from and you talk to people, and we're in a studio where there's a ton of people that are doing the same thing we are. And it just, like, makes you wonder, like, yeah, you know, if we get to the point where we, like, and that's not even to, if we get to the point, I'm pretty sure it is the point. I mean, the name's probably going to have to change. And, like, that includes a lot of shit that just, I mean, that's our email, our RSS feed, like, our everything is going to have to change. And, but at the same time, like, maybe that's going to be, like, that new, like, motivation of, like, building it back up and seeing growth again and seeing, like, not have those walls up and feeling excited about the idea that, like, now we have a shot to get more viewers, you know? Because it's not about having 100,000 viewers. Like, it never was. Like, we obviously want that. That'd be awesome. But we
don't
care.
It's about showing some sort of growth.
It's just about showing growth.
And as a business, we had a little slow growth when you guys moved over there, right? Because we had more advertisement. But it's just like, dude, to make this a full-time gig, like, you guys, we would need some massive movement that we're not getting.
And most of the ads, and that's the other thing, is like, we also lose our ads. I mean, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Like, and that's the part of the problem with, like, changing names and changing RSS feeds is,
well,
like,
and that's the other thing Ross said too, right? Was like, now that Red Circle, who we just switched to, knows about all this information that we also just found out about, are they going to be wanting to put ads on our show?
I don't think so. And he just is, he kind of is throwing out stuff, and who knows, like, what she actually says today, but no, like, that's the thing. It's like, do these companies want to be associated with somebody, regardless of what we actually are? Do they want to be associated with somebody that has that label? And so there's just a lot of, like, things to process, and it's frustrating, dude. But, I mean, at the end of the day, I enjoy doing this. Like, I enjoy talking. I enjoy talking to you guys. I enjoy looking up articles. I enjoy reviewing music. I enjoy being here, and I enjoy, like, our listeners a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like, yeah, I just feel like maybe we've been pondering this shit for a year plus, dude, about, like, how far do we have to go to, like, start fresh? Like, do we need to get rid of the name, or can we redo this? The truth of the matter is, at this point, like, I just feel like that's, And even with Ross, he's like, I don't really know right now what else you could do other than just scrapping your catalog and scrapping the shit, and you guys just go hard at it with, you know, with, yeah, a new name and a new thing. And so that would be frustrating, but at the same time, it might be rejuvenating and exciting too.
Maybe. I mean, we'd, who knows? Yeah. I mean, obviously, we've been pushing and trying to do this for however many years now.
Yeah.
And it's, we went up real quick and then we got taken down, and it's been the same ever since.
Yeah. And as, yeah, as far as numbers and stuff, man, like, we're just at that point now where, you know, we hope that you guys could find us and follow us, whatever we decide to do. And we'll do everything we can to, like, make that it transition as smooth as possible when it happens. But, like, you know, as far as the big scheme of things, like, our numbers are not, like, that big anymore. And that's probably a lot to do with all this stuff. But so to get back to the point where we're at right now, like, if we had to start over, it wouldn't probably be as hard as we think it would be. It would take some time, but we could easily get back to having at least to the, where we're at right now. And then also knowing that, like, we can continue to grow, you know, and that's what it
well,
comes
and
down to.
That's what I said in the beginning of this. It's like, we have a family now. Right. We have our Patreon family. We have the loyal listeners that join us. I mean, frickin' everybody in the chat right now is our close friends. Right.
Yeah, I mean, a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's like, we could do this together. We could build like a street team. We could do stuff just to get the word out. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that we would have to ask people to do to help us. You know,
I mean, we can do what we can, and we're just, we'll have to make posts, and we'll have to push, you know, trying to get people to get us their emails so that we can email them new shit, or, you know, go to Rumble for the time being, or whatever it has to be. And we can have that discussion, you know, going forward until we figure everything out. But at the end of the day, like, we're going to lose people, and that's expected. Like, some people are going to fall off. They're not going to be able to find us. And we expect that. Hopefully the ones that follow us on a religious basis, like weekly, that won't be the case. We don't want to see anybody go away. But, you know, it's just, there's nothing you can do about it. Like, that's just what it is. Yeah. Like, I can be loathing right now and, like, upset. But, like, at the end of the day, it's like, you know, you fucking put your boots on, you get up, you go to work, and you do your shit. And that's what we got to do with the show. You just got to, like, go, okay, well, that fucking sucks. But there's nothing you can do about it. And we, like, we can take it as, like, hey, we might not have ever pulled the trigger had this not happened. You know, we could just be kind of rolling in the same shit for another year, and then who knows, and then the frustration and shit comes in, and it's like, yeah, as far as like the belt, no, like I'm that stuff is meaningful to me, you know, like
souvenir, bro.
Yeah, man, like I, you know, we could do a new show, it doesn't mean that like we forget about what we were doing and like how much fun we had and the people that we interacted with on that particular show, and hopefully that follows straight over to the next one. So
Mark or Mr. Hall, I don't know the names on this platform. They're all different. So.
Yeah, they are.
He says, create a parent name.
It's to RJ, dude.
Oh, yeah, RJ. Okay, yeah. Create a parent name to PMA and make PMA a private only channel. I mean, that was something I threw out too. Like, if we kept the Patreon shit and had
it
as its own private thing, but then created a public different thing, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
mean,
either.
Obviously, we're going to have multiple conversations about how to go forward. But.
Yeah, I mean, we have like our Patreon stuff, and we'll have to figure that out. Like, it's a late last night thing, and so it's just one of those things. You take in the information, and you absorb it, and then you do what you can.
Yeah,
that's kind of what it is. It's frustrating, super frustrating. But shit, like life hands you shit like that sometimes.
Yeah,
and at the end of the day, like I said, I know who I am, and I know who you guys are, and, you know, it kind of just is what it is, man. Like, you know, I think it's unfortunate, and it is what it is, you know. There's nothing else to say about it, really. So, yeah. I don't know.
I like RJ goes, I'm RJ Hall, Mr. Hall 916. And
I know,
also,
I'm getting thrown off. Like, I'm getting thrown off. Everybody's name
is
so
different. These live chat names are a little different, aren't they?
Except for Flex, he's got that same old name up there, for sure. So no, we're
same old name.
Hey man, I just say I know it. And D, I can recognize D in there, but no man, it's you know, like I said, it's it was a frustrating night and a long night, and
it's gonna be a frustrating time here, figuring out what to do. Like, what can we keep? Do we just scrap everything with the name Pardon My American on it?
Yeah.
I mean, is it just to the point of that, or can we actually utilize the Pardon My American handle to promote the new show name?
I don't, you know, I'm cool with it anyway, yeah,
there's
honestly.
Multiple conversations that can happen.
So,
yeah.
But that's that, man. That's that.
All right. I think the...
That sums it up for this one.
Yeah.
For me, dude.
Dude, we'll have to jump into the John Mayer show tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah, it's probably a better time. Because obviously, like, this morning, I'm like, oh, God. You know, like, it's just like, it's one of those mornings where I'm just like, oh, but no, yeah, I want to hear about it because, actually, I enjoyed John Mayer, seeing him a couple times.
Yeah.
And you said he had quite the bulge, so.
Yeah, there's a bulge that we have to look at. And then also, there was something that was really cool. And I hope that he does this more often. And I don't know why artists don't do this more often. So tune in tomorrow because we'll be talking about that.
Yeah, and tomorrow's Thursday, so we should be on
Patreon.
Patreon. Yeah, it's going to be a Patreon show. It's going to be a good show. I'm excited about it. So.
Yeah.
It's cool, man. Hey, you know, these things just kind of happen. So it's cool. Don't be. We love you guys. Love you to death. We've had the best. I still say we have the best fans in the world, dude. No doubt. So, Greg, cheers to you, my friend. Chris, cheers to you. And we love you
cheers.
All.
Cheers. Yep.
Thanks
love everybody in the chat.
Us.
Love everybody out there. Thanks. All right. Bye.
Awkward.
Traffic jams. Tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.